Greetings, programs, and it's that time of the month again. It is the time that we get together, me, Mr. Derek, and Mr. Wally Phelps, get together, and we do a commentary track. My name is Jason Robbins.
My name is Derek Diamond.
And my name is still Wally Phelps.
Yes. So you keep us above that $50 level right here on Patreon. And for that, guess what? You're going to get a couple of commentary tracks tonight. First one we're going to do is the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. And of course, Netflix has the episodes out of order. So the actual season one, episode two is actually King Mario of Cram-a-Lot. And that's the one we're going to be watching. I think that one's actually listed as episode three. So if you'd like to, you know how to do this. We go to the episode and we are all at the 000 mark. And I'm going to count down from three and we're going to watch the show. How do you fellas feel about that?
Super unprotected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, I'm pretty much ready to watch the episode. What do you guys think?
Let's do it.
Yep, I'm all set.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, paisanos.
Whoa. Hey,
it's the
paisanos.
Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
I guess I should probably turn that down. Oh, this theme song is... It's nostalgic, but oh, holy crap, it's so embarrassing.
It really is.
It's a little bittersweet watching it now because Captain Lou Albano is no longer with us.
Yeah.
Who infamously played Mario in the live-action segments of the show.
I mean, it was such a fun show when I was a kid, but man, going back as an adult, I'm like, ugh. I'm sorry, Captain Lou, that we did this to you.
He deserved better.
Yeah.
The paycheck's a paycheck.
True.
Yeah, but he probably, you know, back then, he probably didn't think anybody was ever going to watch this again. You know?
And now it lives forever in infamy on streaming services across the world.
Same thing with Mark Hamill and the German weird Star Wars thing that he did.
Oh, man.
All right, what is going on here?
Right, because the title's wrong.
Let's see. Well, looks like a weird chess game's going on.
Yeah. What is that supposed to be?
I have no idea.
Is that Cousin It?
I mean, that's what it looks like, but the guy's name is Edison, apparently.
Okay.
I mean, I understand that Edison is the name of the electric company in New York City.
What's up with all the pasta references? He's over there eating pizza, spaghetti, and Italian bread.
Which
I'd like to point out, this house is not COVID safe.
No, definitely not.
It's not OSHA safe. Oh my God! Do you see who that is? Danica McKellar!
Yep.
It's Winnie Cooper. Yeah.
Yeah.
My old and current celebrity crush.
I knew what you were going to say, because the same thing.
Forgot she was in the show.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I remember seeing this show as a kid, but I have no memory of these episodes. Like, watching them now is like watching them for the first time.
Yeah, like, I can remember watching these segments as a kid, but I couldn't tell you really anything that happened.
It just seemed like background noise to me as a child, it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what we did between playing actual Mario Brothers.
It was more about the cartoon segments for me.
Well, Friday was the best day because they would play Legend of Zelda.
Excuse me, Princess. Hey,
Princess.
And a VCR and a high-definition color TV. High definition.
You made her cry, Mario.
Bastard.
I knew Mario was the real villain. Here, money will make things better.
We have two books.
Luigi's got a Velcro wallet.
What's wrong
with that?
Here
we go.
Here we go. Cartoon segment.
So I'm listening to this. I've got it on mute and I'm watching the subtitles, but I can still play the song in my head like as if it was yesterday.
I didn't know the Super Mario Brothers could do the spin dash.
And I can still hear Toad's voice, too, every time I see him.
Yeah.
Hey, Mario!
King Mario of Cram-a-lot. Cram-a-lot of what? Or is that not appropriate?
Cram-a-lot in a poop. I really honestly wouldn't mind a new Mario cartoon.
I mean, they announced a new Mario cartoon movie a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. They could do a series, like if the movie is actually successful, they could do a cartoon series spinoff of it.
I'm sure it will be. I mean, Illumination's doing the animation.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people will go just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Interesting thing about Mario is that he's kind of evergreen. He never has gone out of style.
Yeah.
No, he really hasn't. It's Merlin.
What cereal box is that guy on?
King Vitamin?
Yeah,
no.
King Vitamin.
Yeah, no. That's it. King Vitamin. Was it King Vitamin?
Wizard.
Wait, wasn't there...
Wizard Pops. I don't know.
I don't know. I better go down by the WIC office and find out.
I'm going to Google that.
I know I've seen a wizard on a cereal box that looks exactly like that. You know what I like about this cartoon is they mixed a lot of Super Mario Brothers 2 stuff in here.
Right.
Yeah, you can see that as the cartoon evolves. Like, there's a Super Mario 3 series, a Mario World series. But yeah, this one's very heavily influenced by Mario 2.
I don't know why they never used King... Was it King Toad? Or what was it? What was his name? The villain in Super Mario Brothers 2.
Oh, Wart?
Wart. Why was I thinking King Toad?
There was a serial called Magic Stars.
That's it. With Magic Stars. That's it.
Magic Stars. It's like Lucky Charms for bad kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
I shouldn't say that. It's really for poor kids.
Well, according to Santa Claus, poor kids are bad kids.
That's right. True, yeah.
Cash City! That is a solid gold bathtub. Oh,
who doesn't want
inside the solid gold dancers?
Whoever can pull the solid gold plunger is king of Cram-a-lot.
Well, you know how this is going to go.
I still want to know what they're cramming a lot of. But I don't. I feel like I'm not going to get that answered.
That looks...
sexual.
Yeah.
And end episode.
Credits roll.
Good night, everybody.
Hello, nurse. That's a weird looking castle. Is that supposed to be one of the little buzz beetles or whatever from the first game?
I don't know.
I always took those as Koopa Troopas.
Oh, yeah, I see the shell on
his love back. Child of them.
The most kingliest Koopa that ever cooped in Cram-a-lot.
Say that God. Three times fast.
I'm the Koopa Troopa attack for King Koopa of the Super Troopa.
Sound the Koopa Troopa attack for the Koopas of the Koopa Troopas. King Mario.
a mozzarella milkshake.
Ew.
Murder me in my sleep.
Sewer scrubbing, loving losers.
I would have loved to have sat in the writer's room for this show.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we had so much time to move from the net, but we didn't.
You want to stab her in the face? Is that what you're saying?
He's just going to give it to him. Like, he just used it to vaporize the net. I'm pretty sure he could have used it to, you know,
vaporize Koopa?
Yeah, singe him or something.
Ew, he just kissed a plunger.
Delicious.
So unsanitary.
Not COVID safe at all.
Oh, none whatsoever. It could be worse. You could be watching this cartoon.
God, another pizza reference. We need to have like a ticker for every time they do any sort of pizza or pasta reference.
There's got to be a website somewhere that has a count of all the pasta references in every episode of the show.
I mean, I know a lot of Italians, and they don't eat that much pasta.
I mean, there's gnocchi. There's just things that don't involve carbohydrates. They have salads occasionally.
Yeah.
And lots of talking with the hands.
We are going to die.
Shut down all the garbage mashers on the detention level.
I was off having a photo shoot for my new series.
Yeah, you've got a wizard. He couldn't have done that sooner.
Of course not. It's horrible that they have to invent characters to save Mario.
Yeah. And that wizard's kind of like Superman in the Super Friends. He like forgets he has superpowers.
They have tied us up and thrown us in a lake. What can we do? Lightning crash.
Air no brother die.
Oh my God, there's source
distributed by watery old tarts doesn't seem to be the basis for any kind of a government to me.
The mightiest tool.
And with a twinkle in his eye.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say it. This is not a good episode. No, he's not Super Mario. He's fiery. Fire Mario.
Yes. Fire Mario.
Oh, for crying out loud. The Super Mario is the Mario we had all along.
The real Super Mario was the friends we made along the way.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a plumber snake. They're leaning way too hard into this.
Once again, I would love to have been in the writer's room.
I bet it was a pretty easy job.
It had to be.
So much cannabis.
We got all episodes written today.
You know, there had to be a lot of cannabis consumed.
I'm sure there was a lot of pizza consumed, too, as much as they talk about pizza.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Wait, so you're the one with superpowers, but you're making your brother swim across the moat.
Did he just say he's going to have a baby?
He did!
Is he going to take a dump in the water?
It seemed apropos of nothing.
I know. That just came out of nowhere. Don't do it, Luigi. This ain't the water level. That was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
Wile E. Coyote school of diving.
The, That is an uncomfortable looking chair.
Thing worse.
Not to mention he has that giant shell on his back.
Yeah, no
How does
kidding.
He sit down. Hashtag not my king. There's another pizza reference.
Really? He's going to clean his pipes.
I'm going to clean your pipes.
Wow.
So you had to give him a rectal exam?
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's not how a snake works.
Yeah, that you would think he would use it like a whip.
Why did it have to be snakes?
And thus, Luigi's Mansion was born.
Yes.
Okay, that was funny.
Wham! Princess kicking ass.
Yeah.
Out forward. You stabbed me in the nipple.
Ow.
Macaroni mouth. What an insult.
Right?
Koopa, do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
Oh, he finally uses it like a whip.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Whoa. How does it go from being a whip to a solid sword-like thing? Is it magic?
Yes.
All logic is just out the window.
And look at this wizard.
Hey, they have a wizard!
Why is he not helping? He's like the most useless wizard ever. Oh, got him in the nipple again.
The dreaded titty twister. And now banter.
If this wasn't so boring, I'd be excited.
Not the food.
Snap to a Slim Jim.
Ooh, yeah.
They just showed like, that a minute ago.
He's Reese. Like, well, this is no magic stars, but it was pretty good.
Recycling the princess fight over and over again.
And
that nipple shot has been done 3 times now.
Pasta brain plumbers.
Oh my god. Meatball.
Oh yeah, I remember this. He would always use the potion to get away.
Oh yeah.
Minestrone. Like me being American, just every once in a while, just saying, hot dog. What in the rack of ribs is going on over here?
Well, we'll see you later, Mr. Magic Stars. Maybe next time we can get a cereal mascot that actually does something.
Yeah, why not, like, Tony the Tiger?
Yeah! I want to see Tony the Tiger, like, tearing up Koopas, like, ripping off limbs.
That would be great!
How are fat-shaming Mario? What in the hell? What in the hell just... What did I watch just now?
And they're all laughing at him. What?
He's a fat piece of shit.
And we're back.
I don't know. Does anybody else find it weird that these two New York plumbers are hanging out with this child that doesn't belong to either of them?
Didn't we say that last episode? And Metallica's going to be taking the stage in just a bit. Okay, do you guys, right next to her head in the background, what is that thing hanging out in the bushes? All right, maybe I'll
see if they go back to it.
Woody from Toy Story.
All right, look. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It looks like Woody.
Yes. Yeah.
The thing is, he's so blurry.
Why are you hanging out with these two middle-aged men? What's going on here?
That's the end of it? Oh, no, okay. They're kidnapping them, too. It's fine.
Oh, it's okay.
Why don't we all sit down and discuss this over a bowl of magic stars?
Yeah, that pizza's probably dried out and gross by now.
Right. But, you know.
Not a chance in hell I would touch that telephone.
It's probably greasy.
Yeah.
Much pizzas they eat.
Oh, no, that is some kind of weird puppet.
Just if I can track that down, and I'll put it in the background of my camera for the shows.
I'm going to go away with these people who I really don't know who they are.
Yeah, let's have a party with these two middle-aged men plumbers.
Let's have a party with these people that we don't know. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, of course they have a tomato plant in the background.
Well, that sounds ridiculous. Danica McKellar!
Oh,
do the
boy.
Mario!
Do the Mario! Swing your hips from side to side.
Come on, it's time to
the
go
next episode.
Do the Mario.
No! God, no! Okay, I stopped.
And do the Mario.
Oh my god.
Alright, why is it not letting me stop the episode? It wants me to watch this dancing. Stop! It's not letting me stop the episode.
Why would you want to? This is so great.
Okay, back to browse. There we go. Whew, that was harsh. All right, we're going to take a short little break here while we load up our next thing we're going to be watching. And we're watching Sonic X, is that correct?
That is correct. Season Sonic 1, Episode 1, Chaos Control Freaks.
All right, let's see. Chaos Control Freaks, sounds good to me.
Started before I was able to do anything.
Actually, I don't even think we need to pause because I've already got it up. I'm ready to go.
Cool. Right. Yeah, I've got mindset.
As soon as Wally gives us the go-ahead.
Oh, let's do it.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go. Ooh, water. Crickets chirping.
Ominous camera
shot.
Oh,
this is already much better looking animation than the Mario stuff.
So this is actually a Japanese anime of Sonic, which is it's not as good as the 90s Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon, but it's still pretty fun.
I like the look of it so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're about to see Sonic in action here in a second.
Speaking of anime, have you guys watched the new Transformers series on Netflix?
I have not, but I want to.
Oh, it's so good. The first
season, Sonic.
It's called War for Cybertron, and season 2 just dropped, Earthrise, last week.
Nice.
Peter Cullen, Optimus Prime.
I'm not sure. His voice sounds different this season, so I think he may have been replaced.
How did he replace Peter Cullen?
I mean, it's probably still him.
But then again, Disney replaced Peter Cullen as Eeyore.
I could look it up, but I don't want to miss this episode. Oh, they got Gundams? Sweet.
Yeah, something like that.
Gundam style.
So, oh, and here's the intro.
Gotta go fast.
Gotta go.
Oh,
fast.
This is where this is from.
Yep.
Oh, gotta, yeah, this faster, is already faster, faster. This already seems much better than the last Sonic one we did.
Oh no, is this going to be as fun?
It's got its moments. Like I said, I grew up with the 90s one, so I have a more sentimental value to that. But Sonic X is a good show too.
I'm just looking at the art and the animation. It looks way better.
And it does a very good job of capturing all the characters' personalities too. Some of the voice actors I don't really care for, but Sonic's is good, which is the important one. But
right,
it's fun, and they actually adapt some of the concepts from the newer video games, which is really cool. And they have more characters than the 90s version. Well, not more necessarily, but more known characters. Because you include like Tails, Knuckles, Amy Rose, Robotnik, of course, and you have some of the other characters from like the early 2000s games.
Oof. That Gundam just knocked the crap out of him. Oh, here's Tails.
And he's already shot down.
Well, damn.
It happens.
So much for a rescue.
We're going to save Sonic.
What, are they going to shoot him with a missile? How's that going to help?
Right, he's got his power ring.
Ah. That's cool looking.
Yeah, the rings give him the ability to do essentially like a spin dash.
Oh, that's awesome. That looks so cool.
Yeah, and this came out, I believe, in the summer of 2003. It came out in June, I think, in Japan, and it premiered in August here in the States.
Yeah, it definitely has that Japanese anime look to it. Like all the action, like the fire and the smoke and all that.
I mean, it meshes very well with the Sonic genre. Like, I think even like a Zelda anime would be really cool too.
Oh yeah.
And Knuckles is here to help.
There he is.
He's moody.
Yeah. Overkill.
Smoldering intensity.
I am here's the our Eggman.
First look at Robotnik, aka Dr. Eggman.
I am the Eggman. I am the walrus. Cuckoo ca-choo.
Cuckoo ca-choo. It's the
I have a ring pop.
I got a red one. And a blue one, and a green one,
hey,
and another
little,
blue one.
That little, that is uncomfortably sexy.
That is Rouge the Bat. She was in one of the Sonic. Yeah, she was in Sonic Adventure 2.
Well, who designs that? Not realizing that the internet would take hold.
No, I was gonna say the other. Little hedgehog that was there was holding on to a little blue water droplet looking thing.
Oh yeah, those little things are called chows.
It reminds me of Soul, the pre Souls.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Are you saying that Pixar is bullshit? Brown chicken, brown cow. It's the Ed.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Drop your weapon.
It was almost the same demise for Dr. Eggman here. Was that executive?
Ruh-roh.
It's like Alien happening. Encounter at Disney World.
I know. Look at Knuckles just sitting there, like, eh.
He don't give a shit.
Looks like a bunch of bullshit to me.
That looks like a thermonuclear blast. You guys might want to run.
Oh, it's daytime already.
This is what they call chaos control.
Ooh. The first and final episode of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Credits.
Sonic died today.
He was survived by Miles Prower. Wait a minute. Miles Prower?
Miles?
Wait, dun, holy dun, dun.
What, did he wake up in the middle of the street?
Nah, he's in the middle of Test Track. Wait, is he in our world now?
He is.
Oh.
Oh my god, now he's in the movie.
Robotnik shows up. You're not Jim Carrey.
Better run, Sonic, or they're going to do... Yeah. The police are coming, run!
I can't go back to jail!
Like, you can literally be out of there in less than a second.
No kidding.
Do you want to ride with us down to the station?
He has three cats.
This is weird. What is he doing?
It's like the hedgehog had a real bad attitude.
Yeah. Do what Porn Stash says.
Why is that guy still on his knees? What is he doing?
He's prone. He's presenting himself to Sonic. Who is obviously the alpha in the situation.
It's like, Sonic, I'll be your beta. I like, guys, that's not going to work. Watch out, Mr. Policeman.
My unit's at attention for sure.
You have the right to remain sexy.
Oh, that's definitely not a sports car.
No.
They let children be cops here?
I know.
What a hood ornament.
They're really short staffed there in Station Square.
Damn.
I picked a hell of a week to quit sniffing glue.
The humans look a lot like real Ghostbusters style humans.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. Oh, silly. You guys aren't going to be able to catch him.
Huh. Like, I'm impressed with how they made, like, headlights look in this cartoon.
Yeah, the animation is really good.
That ain't going to stop him.
Spoiler alert, it's not going to work.
Free will it. Go, Willy!
Be free!
You went over us.
I'm afraid that didn't work.
Tell me he got through. Okay.
Why is that guy wearing a red jumpsuit?
Because he's a firefighter. What's he doing at the cop station?
All right, who are these guys?
I feel really called out right now.
Uh-oh, Voltron's about to form. Don't they look like Voltron pilots?
Yes. It's morphin' time!
That's a cool-looking race car, though.
Go Speed Racer.
It's a shame it's not going to work. Well, it's about 70 degrees outside, light breeze. That can't be good for his hair.
No.
Has one lug nut?
That's... I don't think that's going to work.
There needs to be more checks and balances here.
Give this pit crew a solid D.
That's okay.
Ooh, it's a 6-speed.
He programmed Gears 5 and 6. Those were good games.
Yeah.
Shiny.
Turbines to speed.
Did you Roger, install the roll nuts? Out.
My name's not Roger, it's Stephanie.
Why do you keep calling me Roger?
Like, what exactly do they need this group here for at the police station? I mean, do they
we
have
need to defund the police. This is why we need to defund the police.
That is way too much money being spent on those cars and that whole team.
Well, it's in case Speedy Blue Hedgehogs ever show up
in
their city.
Well, you know, you never know.
Fast and Furious was unrealistic with their expectations of the police budgets.
All right, so how's Sonic going to get back home? Boom.
Are they just padding out the show now?
Yeah, there's rehashing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, previously on the same show.
There's a meanwhile reference.
Yeah. Meanwhile.
Meanwhile, 5 minutes ago.
Before the first act break.
All right, give us some action. Come on.
You're about to see it.
Somewhere out there.
Here they come. All right, Sonic, you got some competition.
All right, we found his weakness. He's easily distracted by shiny objects.
Yeah. Hello, we're from a different anime. He almost said that.
We'd like to welcome you to the anime community. All right, you put forth all that effort to put that thing over your head.
Yeah.
And put the helmet on, and now you just take it off.
Exposition.
I was about to say that.
You always take a dump on screen or only when it's an exposition one?
Exposition. Exposition. Oh, the S team.
I'm the leader of the S team.
They call me the Highway
Steam.
Star.
You know why they call it the S team? Because it's steam.
I thought you were going to say because it stinks.
Wonder what happened to B through our teams. We know what the A team was.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Love when a plan comes together.
Look, guys, I don't want to spoil what's going to happen to you guys chasing Sonic, but you ain't catching him.
Here, we need some techno babble while we're driving.
Move around all those knobs and make the science words larger.
Put ology at the end of everything. It'll sound smart.
Uh-oh.
Did I run him over?
Broom, broom. You happen to have any grand poupon? Take a shit on him.
Can you see my balls from there? They're blue. Wah, wah.
I get it. Would have been hilarious if Sonic just pulled a Top Gun reference and just gave him the middle finger and took off.
Oh, more techno babble.
I was flying inverted.
I feel the need.
The need for speed.
Oh, yeah. Playing with the boys.
Boys. Cue slow motion volleyball.
Now he's just playing with them.
Yeah.
He's doing Gangnam Style.
No, he's doing that old Russian dance.
Have no choice but to marry him.
Horizontal boosters.
Oh, no. It's the NOS. This is for you, Vin.
Whoa.
Super Nitro. Isn't that what Thursday is on TNT in the 90s? Oh, he, never mind. That was Thunder.
He just went plaid. We passed him. We have to go back. We can't stop. That's too dangerous.
Speed. Ruh-roh.
Uh-oh.
He powered the whole city.
He's going to get windmill cancer. Is he sexually attracted to that man? Land in the pool!
Yeah, land in the pool. The one that's glowing.
Yes!
Uh-oh.
What was that face?
But the bad thing is Sonic can't swim.
Oh, no.
Oh, the way he landed, he definitely got water up the pooper. Just gave himself an enema.
Very nice.
That just went right up the poop chute.
Oh, good, a ladder. That is not how water works. Why does he have the same weakness as Unbreakable?
Every superhero has to have a weakness.
Mom, Dad, we live in the Resident Evil mansion.
I know. How long does it take to get outside?
Ooh. Is he gonna make it?
Nope.
A blue hedgehog drowned today.
That's something you don't want to find in your pool.
Nope.
It's the opening of BoJack Horseman. Some people would get that.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Really Whoa, underrated show, dive. By the way.
I know. I was just about to say the same thing. That high dive's crazy.
Yeah.
You could do a triple Lindy on that.
Mm-hmm. Get fucked. Surprised. Oh, Christopher Robin, where are you? Oh, bother. Oh, a new friend.
Wow, it's already over?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Fast episode.
That went by fast. Jesus.
Well, it was not nearly as bad as the previous show.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Right. Honestly, we might need to do two episodes of this next
one. Yeah.
Because Infiltrate Area 99, I can't wait to see, because they can't stop all of us.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely do another episode of that next one.
For sure.
I don't know if I can do... Super Mario Brothers Super Show again for a while. That's kind of tough to watch these days.
Yeah,
it's enough.
Yeah,
we watched The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay, because that's on here now.
Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog is different than the one that we watched before.
This
Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog is more like kid friendly. Like it's very like.
What I mean
like,
is that they made too many of these shows.
Yeah,
they had two Sonic cartoons running at the same time.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
Next time we do TV
Pac-Man
shows.
Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures.
No.
Shut up. Shut your whore mouth.
I want to do another Captain and the Game Master episode.
Oh, Lord. Shut your mouth.
What would you like to do?
I don't know. But, you know, it's, well, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. Because those are always funny to do.
Yeah.
You know, we could always go back and do a Scooby-Doo episode, too.
Like, wow, man.
Actually, why don't we do that as a poll for the next time we do
Scooby-Doo on here?
They have. Hold on, let me look real quick. We could do a Patreon poll, Derek, want us to do. All right, we have Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated. What's New Scooby-Doo? And that's all that's on Netflix. Let me go to justwatch.com, and that'll tell you where everything is streaming. Let's see, Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo, where are you? 1969. Well, it's available to stream on HBO Max. Amazon and Boomerang.
Do you guys have HBO Max?
I do not.
I sure do.
But I could get the free month when we're ready to do it.
Look, okay. HBO Max is worth the money.
I know.
No, it is. I love HBO Max.
I watch more off of HBO Max than I do from Netflix now. And I'm not,
for sure.
Disclaimer, I do work for the company that owns HBO Max. But it's not for that reason. It's because, it's, you know, Harley Quinn's on there. I watched Wonder Woman 84 on there. I watched the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff on there.
What other cartoons could we do like that we remember? Ooh, how about something like we could do an episode of Thundercats or something.
Where is Thundercats streaming?
Let's see. Thundercats, 1985. It is streaming on Hulu.
Okay.
All right. So that's a possibility. We got Thundercats on Hulu.
They're going to have a commercial, though.
Well, I've got the Hulu where you don't get commercials.
Well, that's why you can't afford HBO Max.
do you guys remember Silverhawks?
Yes.
I do not.
You don't remember Silverhawks?
Well, he is younger than both of us.
Yeah, it's not streaming anywhere, but it's available to purchase on Apple TV, Amazon, and Google Play.
Oh, so I'm not going to get it.
No. what about G.I. Joe?
Is that anywhere?
Let me see. G.I. Joe 1983. It is streaming on Tubi.
What the hell is that?
It's one of those streaming services.
What about not Tubi?
You can buy it on Amazon.
That's the question.
let me look up the G.I. Joe movie.
Hear me out. Why don't we do a commentary of Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Yeah. Oh man, G.I. Joe the movie is not available anywhere. That sucks.
Yeah.
What about Transformers the movie? Ooh, dude, we could do Transformers the movie. We could rent it for $1.99 on Amazon.
The animated movie?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm down for that. What do you say, Derek? Should we do that for next month, the Transformers the movie?
I dig that.
Yeah,
I like
let's,
that.
Let's put that on the docket for next month.
All right, I got it in my notes.
And then for March, we'll do a Patreon.
We'll do a poll.
Yeah, we'll do a poll. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and now you know what to expect for next month and for March. So if you'd like to watch Transformers, the movie, the 1980s, what year was this? 86 or 87? 86.
Oh.
Yeah, you can, if you don't have it already, you can rent it on Amazon, or you can buy it for $6.99 from Amazon, Google Play.
Shit, how can you do that?
YouTube. Yeah, I might just buy it. Microsoft and Vudu, but it's $7.99 on Microsoft and $8.99 on Vudu, so wherever it's cheapest.
Like, why would I buy the more expensive?
Yeah, exactly. Just get it on Amazon. $7. All right, well, that's gonna do it for this month. That was fun. Well, the exception of I'm not enjoying the Super Mario Brothers cartoons like I used to.
Right.
Yeah, they don't hold up well.
No, not really.
They really don't, no.
I really
Sonic
did.
X was fun, though.
Yeah, I dug that one because I love the animation in that.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good animation. And I am definitely looking forward to next month. You know how long it's been since I've seen the Transformers, the movie?
I don't think I've seen it since I was 8.
Same. I think it's probably been... I think I rented it. I saw it in the movie theater, and I rented it when I was a kid. So probably roughly about 1988, 87.
Only saw it on video. We rented it like a year after it came out, 2 years after it came out.
Yeah. So it's been over 30 years since I've seen it. So this ought to be fun.
Yeah, I think it was 2005 or 2006 when I saw it last.
That's
more than meets the eye.
We got ourselves some Weird Al Yankovic music to be looking forward to.
You
we
got
have
the
one
touch.
Of the saddest moments in you got the touch. You got the power.
But to whet your appetites for Transformers the movie, I highly suggest going on Netflix and watching Transformers War for Cybertron, which is season one, and Transformers Earthrise is season two. So good.
Excellent.
I need to watch it.
So that's your homework for this month, everybody. Go watch those shows, and then we'll cap it off with the Transformers 1987 movie. And I'm ready to go ahead and call it a night. What do you say, guys?
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
All right. If you'd like to email us, you can email us at nerdcaveretro@gmail.com. We are at nerdcaveretro.com. We are on Twitter and Instagram at nerdcaveretro, and individually at jfunktastic, at Derek_Diamond, and at the real big wall. And pretty much, we don't need to tell you we're on Patreon because that's where you're listening to this. So if you're listening to this, you already know all this. I'm just doing this for all the people that are going to get it later, the ones that don't pay
for it. Remind them that I'm on Twitch now.
Yeah, Wally's on Twitch now. Go watch him. Twitch.tv/TheRealBigWall. And so, yeah, but go do that. And thank you, everybody. So let's let Wally sign us off. Wally, tell them what it's all about.
Autobots, roll out.
Roll out.
Roll out.
A fellow chucker, eh?